بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم. My dear brothers and friends, all praise of Allah. Praise of Allah has granted us great wealth of Iman and Islam. So my dear brothers, all praise of Allah has given us many bounties. We heard yesterday from the Bayan after Asr all about the bounties of Allah. See, that person will make shukr, then Allah will grant him more. All praise of Allah who has guided us to Islam. All praise are for Allah, my dear brothers, who has given us the means through which our Iman increases. Allah Rabbul Izzat has linked Iman with Dawat. See, if we speak about Allah's greatness, then our Iman increases. Luqman alayhi salam, he told his son, he said, listen carefully to the talks of Deen, because the hearts are revived. My dear brothers, the hearts are revived to the talks of Deen. He said, just as the rain revives the earth, it is through the talks of Deen that Allah Rabbul Izzat revives the hearts. It is for this purpose, my dear brothers, that Allah has sent Anbiya alayhi salam. Every Nabi came in this world and he called people towards the greatness of Allah. Every Nabi, he told people about who Allah is. Every Nabi told people, he said, believe in one Allah, bring Iman in Allah. The da'wah of a Nabi was towards La ilaha illallah. He said, say La ilaha illallah, become successful. This was the talk of a Nabi. Once Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, O Nabi of Allah, who will benefit most from your intercession on the day of Qiyamah? So he told him, to this closest meaning, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to this closest meaning, he said, that person who proclaims La ilaha illallah with ikhlas, right? And the sign of ikhlas in the recitation of La ilaha illallah is that it will prevent a person from forbidden things. This was the talk of a Nabi. A Nabi would speak to people about Allah's greatness. Tell people, whoever listened to the talk of the Nabi, Allah made him successful. Whoever didn't listen, he was unsuccessful. You see, my dear brothers, listening to Dawat is a very important part. When you listen to the Muazzin, he gives a azan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Because listening is one of the channels of Imaniyat. When we listen about Allah's greatness, it's got an effect on our Iman. A person who listens, those people, sometimes Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to give da'wah, people used to put cotton wool in their ears. They didn't want to listen. But listening is one of the faculties, it's a channel of Imaniya. Ulama say that we have to make dua to Allah. Say, oh Allah, purify my faculties of Imaniya. So when I listen to the talks of Deen, when I listen to the talks of Allah and Allah's greatness, then immediately my Iman is increased. If I speak about Allah, my Iman is increased. Because, my dear brothers, this is a different type of darkness. It is a darkness that exists in the heart. It is through the nur of Hidayat that Allah dispels, Allah removes the darkness of the heart. We have to make dua for it. Oh Allah, grant me the nur of Hidayat. Grant me that light that will enable me to distinguish that which the difference between what is right and wrong. You see, we understand the light that Allah put in the sky. It is to show men how to work, what to do, when to do it. The rising of the sun. You see, Allah created the sun. Allah created day and Allah created night. If Allah only wants to bring day, there's no other being that can bring night. And if Allah wants to bring night, then there's no other being that can bring day. Allah has created both of them, day and night. You see, day and night. As every day goes, it changes. You look at the sunrise and you look at the sunset. How many people look at the sun, my dear brothers? How many people are deprived of looking at the sun? And how many people get the nur of hidayat? And how many people are deprived of the nur of hidayat? You see, ulama say that hidayat is such a thing that the father can have it and the son won't have it. You see, Allah is the one who decides. Allah can give hidayat. You know, if Allah wants to give, Allah is Hadi. Allah is Razak and Allah is Malik and Allah is Kabir. Allah is the Khalik. Allah alone is the one who's created this world. But Allah is also Hadi. He is the one who changes the hearts. You see, this is why, my dear brothers, you say we have to ask from Allah. You say, oh Allah, give me hidayat. Very important dua of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh Allah, grant me hidayat. You know, it is that hidayat that we're looking for. Allah created men with needs. A person can, he's able to eat and drink, he's got all these necessities. But the greatest need of man, my dear brothers, is the relationship that he has with Allah in his heart. You know, the darkness of the heart is removed. So my dear brothers, the objective of Dawat is that the iman is to increase, to speak about Allah so much, to speak against the makhluk, la ilaha illallah. See, the first part of the kalima, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah is negation, you know, to negate the creation. See, the creation can't do. You know, Allah is the doer. All the creation, whatever we see around us, Allah has kept no power in it. All these things that we see, you know, all these things are powerless. You know, Allah has got power. Power is only with Allah. If Allah wants something to happen, it will happen. If Allah wants to do something against the means, Allah can do it. You know, if Allah wants to do something with the means, Allah can do it. Allah hasn't kept us with the creation. My dear brothers, they say all the things that we see with our eyes, these things have been created as a test for us, to see where our attention will go. Allah showed Musa alayhi salam what is asa. Allah commanded Musa alayhi salam to throw it. So Allah changed the shape of the asa. The eyes seeing one thing, you know. Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullah used to say that Allah created the eye to see the hair of Allah. The eye is to see one thing, but in reality behind that is Allah. You know? The eye is seeing that the rain is coming from the clouds or something is happening, but the reality is that iman says something else. It's happening by the amr of Allah. It's happening by the command of Allah. You see? The eye was created to see certain things, but the reality of iman enters the heart, then it looks and you look at it differently. You see? How we see things happen, where is it coming from? You know? Is it coming from the creation? See, if no effort is made on iman, then we attribute things to things. Say, this thing is giving benefit, that thing is giving harm. You know, Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah, he used to catch people, you know, every time someone says, this thing is happening because of that, he used to say, no, it's happening because Allah wants it to happen. You know, the sun is giving light. See, the cloud is giving rain. If Allah wants to rain, it will rain. You know, it's not happening where we see it happening from. You know? Behind it is one being, you know, Allah. Allah Rabbul Izzat, He is the one who is doing it. He is giving the command for life and death. Allah is giving the command for sickness and health. Allah gives a command for adversity and prosperity. Allah gives a command for happiness. Allah gives a command. Allah alone, you say, if Allah wants to protect, then nobody can give harm. If Allah wants to give harm, then nobody can protect. You know, if Allah wants to give goodness, He can give goodness. It's all in the hands of Allah. If Allah wants to change, it can change. If Allah doesn't want it to change, it won't change. Allah decides. See, there's nobody else. There's no other being. Allah is alone. La ilaha illallah. One Allah. One Allah giving benefit. One Allah giving harm. One Allah giving health. One Allah giving protection. One Allah giving risk. One Allah giving honor. One Allah giving disgrace. If Allah wants to give honor, He can give honor. If He wants to change it, He can change it. It's in the hands of Allah. You see? These things don't happen by the creation. The creation can't do anything. Can't do anything. No. See? Allah is a doer. This is a part of iman. To negate. See, to look at the makhluk. To say that creation can't do. Allah is a doer. You know, in Urdu, Allah se hota hai. Makhluk se kuch nahi hota. Allah is the one. He is doing it. You know. He brings the day and He brings the night. Allah is the one, He gives risk. If Allah wants to give abundance, He can give abundance. You see? That is the first part, my dear brothers. See? The first part, La ilaha illallah. See? And then by the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has kept success. That person who wants to come close to Allah, He has to follow and act the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do? When did he do it? You know, knowledge of the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then to make amal. See, what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do? How did he do it? What is the way? See, Allah inspired Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. See, Allah inspired a Nabi. See, what is the action to follow? We follow Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We don't follow any other personality. You see, if we read, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to this closest meaning. He said, read Salat as you see me reading Salat. Such an important command, my dear brothers. Salat. After Iman, there is Salat. Salat will protect a person. See, it is a partition between Iman and Kufr. Very important, my dear brothers. That person who will correct his Salat, Allah Rabbul Izzat will correct his life out of Salat. Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah used to stress a lot. He said, if you correct your Salat, even your balance in your walking will be correct. Iman is, Iman first. First is the belief in Allah. And the most important command after Iman is Salat. You see, Salat is a miraj of a believer. Salat is a means of taking from Allah. You see, and Tahajjud Salat is the dignity of a believer. You see, my dear brothers, you see, Allah is a person in Sajda, he is closest to Allah. To ask from Allah, see, correct our Salat, correct our life out of Salat. What is a sifat of Salat? You know, he said to read Salat with devotion. You know? He said the eye is created to see, look at this and look at that phenomenon, you know. But to use the eye in a state of ihsan, to worship Allah as if we see him, you see, to correct our Salat. You see? More and more to attain devotion. Ulama say, to correct our Salat, my dear brothers, we should read long rakats of Nafil Salat. Give the doubt of Salat, you know, to get yakin. If we speak about Salat, that person wants devotion in Salat, you see, he should make dua for it. You know. He said, nothing else interrupts, nothing comes in our minds, you know, when we read Salat. Absolute communion with Allah. The relationship that we have with our Creator in Salat. You know. The most important command after Iman, you know, he said, to get that, to get a sense of justice and haya. You know, the sifat that goes with Salat. See? So my dear brothers, the first part is that through Dawud we correct our relationship with Allah. You know. Say, make our relationship with Allah pure. You know. Through the kalima la ilaha illallah. You know. Allah is linked Dawud and Iman. And then we correct our Salat. So that our lives becomes correct. See? And with Salat, my dear brothers, they say we get the knowledge of Salat. What to do, when to do it, how to read it, you know, what is the best Salat, see, how to get our du'as accepted, you know, what is the posture in Salat, ask from ulama, understand the virtues of Salat. Maulana Ibrahim, he says, that in Salat is Quran, in Quran is Zikr, you know, the remembrance of Allah, see, objective of Zikr, my dear brothers, is that it takes us out of ghaflat, you see. Zikr is a sign of Iman. And Zikr will protect a person from Nifaq. That person who remembers Allah morning and evening, he remembers Allah morning and evening, Allah will suffice for him in the intervening periods. The best, to remember Allah, to sit with concentration, and a person makes Zikr of Allah, then his attention is only on Allah. He's got no other, nothing else comes into his mind. You see? So Zikr, my dear brothers, he said, we have to make the Zikr of Allah so that a ghaflat, you know, negligence comes out of us. That person who will make effort on his Iman, then Allah will endow him with ability to do amal. And then Allah will correct his character. Maulana Ibrahim, he says, that according to his estimation, he says that ikram is insaf, is justice. To be just in our dealings, to deal correct with people, you know, to understand the rights of people, to fulfill the rights. See, this person, he says, La ilaha illallah. He says, La ilaha illallah. He's got certain rights. He says the kalima, La ilaha illallah. So he's got certain rights. You know. So we have to understand those rights. Ask from ulama, what is his rights? Person who is in need of something, we fulfill his need. Okay. To give up our desires, to fulfill someone else's need. That person who will help Allah will help that person so long as he helps his brother Muslim. If he is helping his brother Muslim, then Allah will say, help of Allah will be him. If he spends on his brother Muslim, then Allah will spend on him. You know? If he opens the doors of generosity and is generous with people, then Allah will be generous with him. You see? If he does a favor to someone, then Allah will do a favor to him. If he's magnanimous, the advice of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to Zubair radiallahu anhu. He said to him, be magnanimous with people. He said, Allah will be magnanimous with you. And that same hadith, he says Allah loves bravery. You know, be brave. You know, even if it's a small thing, like killing a snake or a scorpion, Allah loves bravery. See? So generosity, my dear brothers, he says it goes with iman. A friend of Allah, his permanent habit is generosity. Because his relationship with Allah is there. See, two things will go with a friend of Allah, the sign of a friend of Allah. One is that extreme anger. The second is generosity. Because iman and anger, it won't mix. Just like you can't mix fire and water. You know, iman and anger, it won't go together. The one will dispel the other one. You see? So iman, my dear brothers, he said that you'll find this in a person. Once his iman is developed, then extreme anger, it will come out of him. You see? And the second thing is that Allah will endow him with generosity. He'll spend freely. You see? Because he knows Allah will give him again. The relationship, the taluk with Allah is like that. You see, Mawlana Syed Kansab Rahmatullah Alayh, he used to spend freely on people. See, in the old workers' job, they were saying, he said when people used to come, he used to put his hand in his quota, you know. Put his hand and he used to give out money, you know. So someone made a joke. They say, I want the dua of Saeed, you know. I want his kurta. So someone else told him, he said, you must get the hand of Maulana Saeed. You see, this is what is. He was a generous person. That person was a friend of Allah. He knows Allah will give him again. He knows the means. It's in Allah's hands. You see, the risk comes from the sky. See, it's not in the earth. We look at things from the earth. We are looking at the dunya. But, my dear brothers, Allah has kept it in the heavens. You see, our eye is seeing all these things. But the reality is behind it is Allah. So to correct our niyat in doing something. See, if a man is doing something, then he has to see before, during and after why he's doing it. What is the reason? Everything, my dear brothers, we say we do it only to please Allah, to get the pleasure of Allah in every single act. You know, if I spend on people, if I'm reading salat, you know, you say what is the two types of shirk? One is a big shirk. You know, a person worships, he makes a structure. You know, our iman is we say no la to shirk. We don't make shirk with Allah. That's our iman. We don't make shirk with Allah. You know. And the second shirk is the latent shirk, you know, the sleeping shirk, that which is in the heart. You see? See, that also we have to negate. That also we have to make, you see, to read the kalima, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Read it over and over until the ikhlas is developed in our hearts. You see? The first thing, the hardest thing to develop, my dear brothers, is ikhlas. And the first thing to leave us is ikhlas. So, my dear brothers, you see, tabligh is about developing sifat. It is six sifat. It's not the whole of deen. But to develop and to learn the sifat. You know, but every amal is a sifat. You know, to get the sifat. To make effort on people. To go in a path of Allah. So we can develop the qualities of Anbiya. You know, to be soft with people. You see, Nabi, he was very soft. You know. And Allah made his tarbiyat. You see? To make our tarbiyat, we have to go in a path of Allah. You see? That's why, my dear brothers, ulama and the mashayikh, they're saying go in a path of Allah. So first thing is that we can learn iman. You know? Second thing, Allah can correct our amal. And the third thing is we can develop the sifat. You know? So make dua, oh Allah, give us the sifat of nabuwat. How Nabi was, his relationship with Allah, what was his akhlaq? He was soft with people. He was generous. You see, all the sifat of nabuwat we have to develop. You see, so my dear brothers, to develop sifat, we have to go in the path of Allah. So looking at Allah's greatness, not looking at the makhluk or what we have and what we possess and who we know. You see. Only looking at Allah's greatness, my dear brothers. Who will make niyat in going a part of Allah? Who will make niyat for 4 months? Looking at Allah's greatness, like we make niyat to go for Hajj and how we make niyat to go for Umrah. Only looking at Allah's greatness, my dear brothers. So who will make niyat to go for 4 months? MashaAllah, Dr. Siddiq, MashaAllah, Muhammad Asman. Sheikh, what's the name? Khalid. MashaAllah. Ahmed Bhai, MashaAllah. Muhammad Bhai. MashaAllah, Allah accept. Who else, my dear brothers? Muhammad Bhai Mullah, MashaAllah. Allah accept. Sheikh Khalid, what's the name, brother? Sulaiman, MashaAllah. Abdul Wahid. Ibrahim, MashaAllah. Khalid, MashaAllah. Maulana Ghulam Hussein, MashaAllah. What's your name? Sorry. Yusuf Raja, MashaAllah. Allah accept, MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Nadeem, MashaAllah. Maulana Nadeem. MashaAllah. Maulana Ahmad Rida, Allah accept, MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Amir Sab. Hafiz Hassan Mullah, MashaAllah. What's your name, sir? Muhammad. Hey, Muhammad. Mashallah. Allah give us all understanding and tawfiq, my dear brothers. So, a request, my dear brothers, you see, this is a very Mubarak time for us to finish our tasbihat. You see, also it's a time for us to, after. What time is Ishraq? In about 5 minutes' time is Ishraq, to read 2 rakats of Ishraq namaz and to read 2 rakats of Salatul Hajat. That person will read Ishraq, Allah will give him a reward of accepted Hajj and Umrah. Finish our ma'mul for the day. That amount of Quran we have to read, see, it's beneficial that we read Surah Yasin in the beginning of the day. See, for the fulfillment of our needs, he said that Surah Yasin has got many benefits, but one is that for the fulfillment of our needs. See, so we finish our ma'mul, inshallah, and then we leave. Allah give us all understanding and tawfiq. Subhanallah. So Ziyad Bhai is just requesting for brothers to come forward for the Hidayat Bayan.